welcome to our third season of The Healing Womb, our telemeditation healing circle, a sacred space and time we choose to gather and connect to our wholeness as we journey through life just as it is, moment by moment, breath by breath. So who are our womb mates? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Carol, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Ernestine, Gail, Hannah, Jacqueline, Jill, Karen, Karen and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Miranda, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Sherry, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. It's so good to sit quietly together after what, for me at least, was a full, happy, and busy summer. Downshifting from high mountains and sun-drenched days to the lowland rains and winds of autumn, the chill starting to creep in at night and lingering through morning hours, usurping the last remnants of summer here in New England. My bones remember the length and breadth of the darker months approaching. But they're not here yet. Today is simply today. And this is always so. Heavy, dense gray, windy, frenzied, cheerful, bright, contented, comfortable, centered, scattered, disgruntled, achy, grieving. Today is still just today. It's not the story in my mind about today or tomorrow, or many Septembers past, that marked a downward spiral in worsening symptoms of MS. Today is today. We all have minds with predictive tendencies. A lifetime of experience may well have us believing that most, if not all, of our thoughts are true, and thus we prophesy the outcome of the future based on this insider information. Sabotaging our birthright, being awake to what is happening right now. And while, of course, we cannot be fully present in all moments, with devoted practice over time, we may notice we are here more often than we are there. I read this single line in a poem by Joseph Hesch recently that struck a chord in me. With Joe's permission, these seven words, perhaps a longer story than this moment, fed the offering I'm going to share today. Perhaps a longer story than this moment has us chasing our tails, weaving in and out of presence, looking for answers, trying to mend what feels torn, searching for peace in pieces rather than the whole quilt life is generously unfurling before us each and every moment. If you are of a certain age, or when you arrive here, you will learn that in order to discern what is close with clarity, you must extend your arms for the puzzling blur to reveal its secrets. So too with the mind. With only a narrowed focus, the worried fingers of our thoughts may trace and retrace the same tired patterns. We might think we see what we remember, comfortable or uncomfortable, settling into familiar expectations. And like a trompe l'oeil painting, our imaginations will likely fill in the blanks to form a false reality forgetting that today is today. So how can we practice waking up to here and now? Begin by sensing the places in your body making contact with the chair or cushion you're sitting on. Notice the places that are exposed to the air around you. The temperature of your skin. As we continue to sit together, observe when a story arrives in your mind's inbox. Maybe it's an old traveling companion you know very well. Kindly acknowledge that it's come to visit, and with even more kindness, return your attention to your body. Feel the motion of breath, the expansion and contraction of your belly with each inhalation and exhalation. The rising and falling of your chest. The sound of breath flowing through your throat. When the next tail comes to call, realize that this is not about critiquing the stories. 5 stars for really engaging, 1 star for a ludicrous plotline. Although that could be an interesting practice all its own, this is simply about seeing that thoughts come and go, and that you are not bound to them. While you cannot control the rate at which old or new stories generate or their content, you do have a powerful tool to guide you back to today, to this moment, to any moment you want to be awake, attuned, at one with life. Through this grand vessel, your body, you may pay attention to your breath. The sounds in the room. Beyond the room. You'll notice all sorts of sensations that also come and go. With each story remembered or invented, every list, worry, annoyance, pre-recorded message or DVD that flashes through your mind. Notice that it is a flash. It's passing through. Then lovingly reconnect with your breath. The places your body is making contact with your seat. Dwell in the length of each moment as best as you can and see what happens over the next 20 minutes or so of quietude. Perhaps a longer story than this moment has something of great value to teach. Stories, after all, connect us through time and space, generations, cultures, continents. Words and images are clearly a human strength, a gift, a blessing. Stories can heal, and stories can elicit pain, both and. Don't cast them all away. Choose the ones you retell wisely, with kindness, with generosity. And with the same kindness, remind yourself as often as needed, today is today. I am grateful to those of you who have recently made a donation to support the Healing Womb through PayPal. While this is my vocation, it is also my work. Your financial contributions honor the hours of love and effort poured into providing this sacred time we share as a community. The value of mindfulness meditation is far-reaching, extending beyond our circle to everyone we connect with. This is the power, the nature of contemplative practice, the power, the nature of kindness, of generosity. We'll meet again here in the Healing Womb on October 4th.